One day last week, I was speaking to my sister one morning, and I kind of got that place where I was a little offended or, you know, upset about something she said. And as it happened, I knew that it wasn't anything but conditioning. I knew that. And so when I got off the call, I thought, typically I would record about, well, you know, she did this and I feel this and I know, blah, blah. And I thought, okay, I keep being told that I need to retrain this energy. So it just dropped in, and I made a recording about the things I love about my sister. And just after a minute or so, it just all fell away. I just realized my sister would never hurt me intentionally or hurt my feelings.
Yes.
And is that what you're talking about when you say, because typically I would have made a call, a recording about all the things that conditioning told me were wrong, and I would have listened to it, and this just went away when I recorded the things I love.
No, no. You're onto it. We never want to do that. We never want to let conditioning make its case. Now, if you're doing a two-handed recording, then you could let the person who has her feelings hurt speak, okay, which is very different from letting conditioning talk about what your sister did or said or, because that person with her feelings hurt, you would quickly get to here's the, you know, the bottom line realization, that what's hurting her feelings is not your sister. What's hurting her feelings is what conditioned mind is doing with her sister.
Right. Well, I guess as I watched, I saw that I was doing that. It seemed like it kept me, it didn't relieve anything.
No.
And so
it reinforces it, doesn't it?
Right. And I thought, well, if I make this recording and I still feel, I could always call my sister. But I'd be in such a better frame of mind to talk to her and say, look, this happened and can you, you know, whereas if I approach her when I'm, quote, upset, it's a whole different, she gets defensive and blah. So I really love that. And the thing, I read your music about the stop it, and it couldn't have come at a better time. And I looked at that Bob Newhart thing, and how true
is that?
Isn't that
hysterical?
Like, I'm a talker, so I tend to, like, want to go on about it. And it's like most of the time, stop it is just enough. You know, stop it and get back to the present, you know. So that was a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful thing to I've got another tool now.